Now, you can go to many workshops, and there's nothing wrong with them. They're wonderful. That are to do with how to solve your personal dilemmas, how to create a better future, how to achieve this or that. And that's fine. This is not what we are here for, however. It's not dealing with the horizontal dimension of your life, but something that most people overlook almost continuously, and that is the vertical dimension. One could say the dimension of depths, inner depths. Instead of going out that way, we are going in more deeply into the vertical, which is inseparable from what we call the now, this moment, all there ever is. The now that is usually overlooked because your attention is almost completely absorbed by the horizontal dimension, which is your life situation, your personal dilemma, your problems, and all the things of this world that demand your continuous attention. This matters, matters. And you can feel the pull of the world as soon as you step out of the protected space of this retreat center. You feel the pull of the world pulling you this way and that way and saying, give me your attention, this really is important. And, of course, it may well be relatively important. Relatively important. But is it absolutely important? But even within the space, the protected space of this retreat center, the world does not leave you alone, because it also exists in your head as the continuous stream of thinking, of thought processes, and of emotions associated with those thought processes. And that is the world that is carried in your head that doesn't leave you alone, even in the protected space of the retreat center. So you could be sitting here and your attention being absorbed completely by your thought processes. Suddenly, you're gone. Only the body is still here. And you will be thinking probably about your life situation. Maybe something that you will have to deal with when you get home. Maybe something that you didn't deal with when you left, before you left. And now you're thinking about it and saying, I really shouldn't have come here. He's not talking about anything important anyway. So that's, and then the thoughts have a certain momentum. Each thought is an energy form. It has a temporary lifespan, not as long a lifespan as this stone or crystal, but it is a life form, a short-lived life form, not material, not physical, but it is an energetic form. So every thought has this momentum. It comes in. And that draws your attention in. Someone could say the thoughts absorb your conscious attention almost totally. And so you go into the thought and then you get lost in the thought. Another way of putting it is you identify with the thought. You are the thought. And that is a dreadful fate of humanity. They have become their thoughts. They are so identified with thinking, they know themselves only as their thought processes. And whatever their thought processes are that go through their head, involuntary, most of them, involuntary thought processes, that's who they think they are. What their thoughts are telling you who you are, that's who you think you are. And a lot of the thoughts are telling you what you've learned from other people, what they taught you who you are. And that gets absorbed, it gets assimilated in childhood, and then it goes on from there. Or your reaction against what other people told you who they are, which is another form of conditioning.